This episode is brought to you by MoodyBootyApparel.com. Based right here in Denver, Colorado, Moody Booty Apparel has brought sober queer fashion and accessories to the next level. For 10% off your Moody Booty Apparel purchase, use promo code SOBERGAY10 at checkout. That's MoodyBootyApparel.com, code SOBERGAY10 at checkout for 10% off. Welcome to The Sober Gay, a podcast about being sober in the LGBT community and beyond. I'm your host, Dylan Gay, and yes, that is my real last name. Hi, Aubrey.
Hello, Dylan. How are you?
I'm good. Are you masking your voice?
I'm mask for mask right now.
What are we talking about today?
So today, we are going to be talking about jealousy and enviousness. Envy and jealousy.
Yeah.
And just understanding how those are different and understanding how those play a role in sobriety and being able to better our sobriety in the future. I think I will start with a couple definitions, or I guess really quick definitions. So envy means discontent, longing for someone else's advantages, while jealousy means unpleasant suspicion or apprehension of rivalship.
Yes. And I thought of that TikTok I saw of an analogy of a fence. And how was it again?
So
your neighbor puts up a fence.
Yeah, your neighbor puts up a fence, right? Envy would be that they have the fence.
Yeah,
you're envious of
that fence, and you want that fence.
Well, jealousy would be what's beyond the fence and what's kind of hiding behind that. So, like, it's jealousy of the unknown or not knowing what's there or the potential harm that it can cause to you.
What they have,
yes,
over there on that side, and you don't know about. Is that that's
yeah, okay. And it's actually funny because I feel like most people think of envy as more of a like harmful thing, while it's actually overcompassing. Jealousy is a little bit more negative in the long run, mm-hmm, because it's more of a psychological thing, and it's more of a thing that like you can kind of deal with envy by buying the stuff that they have.
Yeah.
If you really want to, yeah, right? But like jealousy.
Because envy
can't...
is very materialistic.
Yes. Envy would be a little bit more materialistic. There's a lot more. I mean, there's a lot deeper into it, but ContraPoints has a really good video on envy versus jealousy. And oh my gosh.
On YouTube.
Yes, on YouTube. And they just go really deep into it. Yeah. They do a really good job of explaining it. But like, yeah, just envy would be kind of that materialistic side. And I feel like we as like alcoholics are envious of people being able to drink. And that's not necessarily harmful because like, yeah, it would be nice to be able to drink, but it's where the jealousy comes in, and it's what you get from that drink and what they're getting from that drink that you see. And that's where the jealousy.
We're envious because we can go get the drink.
Yes.
But we're jealous because
we can't have the effects because it will really be bad for us. We can't have the same effect that they could have,
yeah,
right?
Right.
So, like, they can handle their drinks. They can go out and have one or two or three. We can't.
And we're talking about the others.
Two, coming out May 15th.
Yeah. I think it was in September. Maybe that's the second one coming out May 15th, 2023.
Oh, is there an actual movie called The Others?
No, in the last episode I said The Others coming September, insert whatever I said there.
So number two comes first, actually. It's like the reverse of Star Wars.
My microphone's disappearing. Okay. jealous.
Yeah,
okay.
So we were saying, like, I mean, just like talking about how jealousy is kind of the wanting the effects that person can have for the drink. And that's the potential harm, because you start seething about the things that you like, oh, I want to have that. I want to be able to do that. And that's where you're like, maybe I should just drink again, because maybe then, maybe I can actually handle it. Mm. Maybe I can do this.
That's dangerous. You know, I'm going to be really transparent with you. Last night, I had this, like, pre-dream. You know, like, right before you fall asleep when your mind's kind of going off and like, imagining. It's like a pre-dream almost. Oh, yeah. Like, you're still conscious, though, like, in there
astral
for
astral projecting almost.
No. It's more just like... It's more just like your imagination before you fall asleep, how it kind of goes off the rails a little bit, and then you're just like dreaming all of a sudden. It's like right before you fall asleep, but you're still there. I was just thinking about like I could get away with it. I could go drink. I could get away with it. I could do it. And then I was thinking about like, oh, I'd be so guilty though. I'd just see Aubrey come over. And I'd see his face and we'd sit down to do an episode or watch TV or whatever we were going to do. And I would say it. I just know I couldn't keep that in me. But like, why was I thinking about that? You know what I mean? It's very intrusive. Like, because I don't have those thoughts on a daily. It's not bothering me. It's not like it's not keeping me up at night, literally, because I fell asleep right after. but it was a thought last night that I was having right before I fell asleep. One of my pre-dreams, I was just thinking about like, I could get away with drinking and like just one night only. I should give myself a vacation. Like, what the hell were those thoughts?
That's where I feel like the jealousy like comes in. Cause I feel like when you think about it, a person who can drink normally wouldn't say I could get away with it. They would say, I'm just going to have a drink.
Right.
It's not, I can get away with, like, what are you hiding from people? If you have a drink, you have a drink, right? What is there to hide at that point?
Absolutely.
You're hiding something deeper inside, which is like, what you're saying is like, I want to be able to go out and actually have a drink without saying that.
Right. It was like playing out in my head too. I was thinking about like stumbling down the alleyway behind your house and like calling out like, I'm sorry. And like calling out to my different friends and stumbling down to their house down there. And
I would have invited you in at that point, and I would have just said, hey, you know, we're going to cook some food here. I'll make you your shepherd's pie.
And I just, I was thinking in my head of me screaming out like, I relapsed, or I lapsed, or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Oh. I can't remember. I've had
like,
too many.
Down the alleyway, like, I've relapsed. Oh, I lapsed. I forgot. I don't know. It's horrible, intrusive thought, though. But yeah, totally being just like open and honest. That happened literally last night before I fell asleep.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, I've had those thoughts, and I've definitely like, oh, yeah, I could definitely have a drink right now, and no one would know. Like, I used to be a professional drink counter to like know when I could blow into my breathalyzer so I would pass my, you know, my test.
Right.
So I know how to count drinks. And so like in my head, I'm like, yeah, I could still do that. I could still get away with it. And, you know, I hide for like 5 hours, have that 2 or 3 drinks. And I'm like, I don't want to do that.
I know. It just like adding that layer of having to hide it just shows that it's not something that you're going to be proud of. So why do it? You know, like... But we do have those thoughts in our head, those jealous thoughts of wanting to be drunk and wanting to be like, be able to just have a drunk night and not drink again for a long time. But that's not the reality that we have as alcoholics. We don't have that one drink and then not drink again for a year that we think that we do or that we think that we can do. It's not the way that our brains are designed, honestly.
I had someone ask me the other day, they were just like, well, do you think that, you know, you would drink in the future? Do you think that you could? And I was like, in all honesty, I don't know. Like,
yeah,
I would love to think that 5 years from now, I could have one drink and be fine. That'd be great to think that. But right now, I don't see a future that shows that for me.
Right.
I know right now, if I had a drink, I would want to keep drinking.
Yeah, absolutely. One drink?
Yeah.
Right. It's like, I know right now, if I was to take a sip of a wine, I know for a fact that throughout that, the halfway through that glass, I would be like, oh, we're getting a bottle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's no... there's no holding back if I was to go off that way.
Well, and you think, what, 2 years into sobriety, you think, well, if I'm going to fuck up now, yeah, why am I going to do it off of one?
Right, exactly. There's just no way. That's why I don't even see it as an option in my head. I don't even think those thoughts. Mm-hmm. Like, they're intrusive. Yeah, that ties into the jealousy.
Yeah. And I think it also ties into the past episode of the uniqueness, and it's like understanding, and I'm glad you brought this up, that like those thoughts are not unique to like you. We all have those thoughts, and it's totally okay to have those thoughts. So like, please, if you have those thoughts, just know that they're there, and they can be fleeting just as much as any other thought.
Yeah.
So,
and then it also ties back to when we were talking about on the last episode with triggers, mm-hmm, and overcoming those triggers, mm-hmm, and learning what your triggers are, and learning if you're having these thoughts, and just to overcome those, and to learn how to do shadow work and therapy, and learning how to get inside yourself. And, you know, I always promote that, and therapy is a big thing for me, and getting inside and finding out why I do what I do on the outside. Mm-hmm.
I think what it really comes down to is jealousy and envy are outside of yourself. They're things that have nothing to do with you. And in sobriety, you have to focus on yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you have to be able to focus on the N-word. And if you're thinking about all the other things that people are going through and doing and have, then you cannot get sober.
Yeah, true. It's hard because
it's hard. Sorry, I shouldn't do an ultimatum.
I've tried to get sober in the past, and like those, what was it, the two times before, and it wasn't my choice.
Mm-hmm.
It was very externally influenced.
Mm.
You know, other people telling me what I should be doing, and me thinking, yeah, I guess I should, and but I wasn't believing it myself. I didn't see it until I saw it.
Yeah. And you will never see it until you personally see it. And you gotta focus on yourself, y'all. Do it. Focus on you.
What are you, do you want to talk about anything you're jealous or envious of anyone else?
Oh gosh. Is this the complete bear hour here?
Sure.
Okay.
Should we call some bears?
vulnerability right now. Oh God. What am I jealous of? I am jealous of the people who get to travel all the fucking time. I want that for my life. I do.
Are you looking at me?
Because you travel a lot? No. I just like, you know, I've always kind of wanted to be a person who's just goes and travels to other places, but I really want to like go and like sit down and learn about these places. And so I get jealous of these people who are going there and like staying at these 5-star resort hotels instead of actually going and experiencing the place for what it is. And I'm just like, I mean, I guess that's more envious, huh? I'm envious of that. I'm super envious because I feel like I would do it better. And that's very bad to say. And I realize that my morality is not better than anyone else's, but
that's just realizing something like that is a form of growth.
Yeah.
Saying that sentence you just said is a form of growth. Just saying that. Just thought you should know.
Well, thank you. What about you?
No, me. I'm very jealous of people's relationship to food. My relationship to food has always been very fucked up. Very like, if I have something expensive, I'll be scared to touch it because I'm, you know, the way I was raised is like, you know, that's saved for a special occasion. Who knows what that occasion is, because it was never whipped out on Christmas or Thanksgiving. But like, anyway, it instills this like weird thing now in my adult years of like, you know, I'll get like, you know, nice, expensive something in the freezer and then I won't ever touch it because I'm afraid or something. Or like, I'll get like this, like my expensive honey I got, like I use it so sparingly sometimes that I'm just like, why do I get, like, why am I afraid to use it? I could just buy more, you know?
Yeah.
And then sometimes like with binge eating, I'll, you know, sorry if this is triggering to anyone, but, and I'll have issues with, you know, binge eating. I'll go through relationships with that. And that's very evident in my, if you look at my, I, my like weight patterns. Like I just go up and down, up and down, up and down. So like it's one of those things that I'll always like conquer and then it'll overcome me and then I'll conquer it and then it'll overcome me. And I've noticed now with, you know, keeping a journal and things and a dream diary, I notice now that, you know, it is with seasons, really. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, wintertime, you know, and that also syncs up with my scale. My scale now I've had for 2 years, and it's one of those Bluetooth ones that shows me my progress over 2 years. And now that I have all that under my belt, I can see where it's in the seasons of my, you know, when it gets colder, I gain weight. And then when it gets a little warmer, I lose weight. It's just very, you know, it's very interesting the way I just have a weird relationship with food. And I've always been very jealous of other people's relationship with food and how they can just see it as nutrition all the time. But I go through waves where I do see it as nutrition when I'm healthy. But then I go, you know, the opposite. Whenever
you're like,
I'm not.
I just want to eat it.
Yeah, it's just very up and down. And I guess that's something, if I'm being vulnerable, it's, yeah, I've always been very jealous of people's relationship with food.
I love that. Thank you for sharing.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah. That was a little deep, too.
It was deep. Do we do another round? Round two?
Yeah, sure. I guess we both did. Well, yeah, we did a jealous and an envy. What is something because you did something you're envious of.
Yes. So something I'm jealous of is I am jealous of people who are confident in everything that they say. Ooh. And that they just have that like oomph about them. I've always wanted that. And it's too anxious. I'm just too timid. And I just know that I am not the most articulate person to like be super confident in everything that I'm saying. So I've always wanted that in my life, is just to be a lot more confident in that.
Oh,
yeah. Jealousy.
Thank you for sharing.
Yes.
Now I know what you felt like. That's very sad. Oh, this is good though, because you know what? The reason we do these things on the show is, you know, not only to help ourselves realize things about ourselves, but to, we might help someone else realize something about themselves. So,
yeah. I mean, and this show has helped me, I feel like, be better at explaining my situation or explaining what I'm thinking.
Absolutely.
Granted, I don't really take it outside of the show. When I leave the show, I'm just leaves.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm pretty good at as I'm messing up now. Y'all get what I'm trying to say here.
No, I get it. I do apply everything I say in my head. But I, like I said, I've said to you previously about the waves of life.
Mm-hmm.
I ride the waves of life. I definitely do. I don't ever try to fight depression. I just kind of ride the wave. It's just how I live. But you can go back to previous episodes and listen to just like the way I talk. Even like my energy levels are just always at different points. I can feel now that I'm on the precipice of happiness because the weather is changing. Yeah, but we are on the chain. Like it's
we
coming.
Are. I
and
love
I,
it.
I can already feel my spirit lifting again. Like today, I, you know, trimmed up my beard to like have a different style, and like I just know these things about myself that mm-hmm. show that I'm starting to care again.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, I feel like I'm about to be like the Dylan that I most enjoy to be, which is kind of sad to say because I don't not enjoy my other side. But it's not the one that everyone else likes because the other Dylan stays inside.
I love
inside.
All Dylans.
Aw, thank you. I love you. But for the most part, a lot of people like me whenever in the springtime, in the summertime, because I'm very out and about. But in the wintertime, I recluse a lot and I don't go out and about and I leave early and I, you know, it's mm-hmm. very, but in the summertime, it's very opposite. I'm usually the last one standing. It's just very, it's very different energy I give out. But it goes with the seasons. I ride those damn waves, man. But yeah, like I said, I don't not enjoy that side because I do enjoy my solitude. And every season I feel like it's a
healthy mix, though. Like, you're like, summertime, I'm party girl.
Yeah, it's like I use the winter to grow.
Yeah.
And I always like learn more each winter. And if I do look back every summer, I'm a better version of myself every summer moving forward.
Mm.
So it is exciting because I'm like, ooh, who am I going to be this summer? I feel like I did a lot of growth this year, but I did a lot of growth last year. And I was really fun. You know, it's just interesting. Maybe that's how we should be living.
Yeah, maybe. Seasonal depression is there for a reason, huh?
Yeah, I don't think it's so bad, honestly, to ride the waves. Maybe we should all just recluse in the wintertime and do things by ourselves. And
how do the people in Arizona deal with the winter? It's always warm.
Well, they're not riding any waves in Arizona, are they?
They're just always constantly pissed off because it's 120 degrees.
Oh my God, we're losing all the Arizona listeners. I'm just kidding.
Well, you know what? Deal with it.
They're
we're
already
Coloradans.
They're already hot.
They're already hot.
We're going to be in Santa Fe leaving some promo stickers in random places.
Yes.
So look out for some Sober Gay promo in Santa Fe.
Also, if you all got any cool places down in Santa Fe that we should check out.
Oh, this episode's going to be out by then.
Oh, never mind. I lied.
Sorry. Are you ready for some rapid fire questions?
All right.
Are you jealous? Wait, did I say what I was envious
of? Yeah, we didn't do a second one for you.
Oh, well, that, I tried to skate right past that.
I see. Well, you caught yourself. So.
Something I'm envious of. I get what I want, which is really hard because with materialistic things, if I want something, I get it. Honestly, that sounds like a bratty thing to say, but I mean, the proof is in the pudding, honey. Look around the house.
Okay, so like, what about like, is there like a mansion or like a yacht?
You
or...
know, I am envious of people that have a G-Wagon.
A G-Wagon?
A Mercedes G-Wagon. They're so pretty to me. I like the black ones. They look like little fake.
I think
army
I almost
tanks.
Got hit
they
by
like...
one of those today. So.
Who did? You
I think
did?
I almost got hit by one of
the
those.
The boxy
today.
Mercedes. Uh-huh. It looks like an army tank almost, uh-huh. But not like a tank. It just looks like a play car almost, like a toy car.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh,
maybe
no.
It was me in the future. Was it black?
It was not. It was gray. So.
Oh, I like the gray. Was it like gunmetal gray? Because I like that.
You know, I
you were like,
I
was more worried about my life.
I literally like pulled my hand up. I was like, fucker.
Oh my God. Side note, I am an aggressive pedestrian now. Because
me too.
This woman almost killed me yesterday coming up on the fucking stop sign, and I was walking through the crosswalk right over here.
The stop signs, no one, they always blow through the
stop
sign. Stop signs.
At the stop sign. And this is coming from someone who's a Jersey driver who did Jersey stops at stop signs and never stopped at a stop sign correctly. Please stop at stop signs.
Or at least slow down.
Damn.
Like, come on. Like, slow down before you hit the stop sign.
Damn. Rapid fire questions.
Rapid fire. Let's do it.
What's our website?
Our website is thesobergay.com.
Aubrey, you always try to add flair.
.com.
Okay, that's good enough. What's our Instagram?
Our Instagram is at thesobergaypodcast.
Good.
I'm going to get there one of these days.
And what? I know, it's only like episode 700,000. What is our...
Let's redo this.
No, they got it. What's our website? Website.
It is the sober... Wait, no, we already did the website. The email.
What's our email?
The email is at thesobergay@gmail.com.
Thesobergay@gmail.com.
I'm just gonna have these in front
we
of me
have
one
day. We have our three tiers that I never know the price of.
So 99 cents. I do know this one.
Okay.
99 cents.
Okay.
$3.99 okay. And $9.99.
Love that. And we love that you support us, and we support you.
We do support you all, please.
Yes, I love all of you that do those subscriptions. It just helps us keep the show running. So we appreciate it.
I was just going to say, keep it up. You all are wonderful.
Yeah, thank you, guys. We love you. Without you, we would still be here. and talking to no one, because we did, for in fact, talk to no one for a couple episodes.
We did.
Mm. So we love you, though. We really thank you. Until next time,
stay sober, girl.
I can't click the button. Oh, there it is.